Okay, this is the listening practice for the midterm for semester two, year 2005. Look at the sheet, and if you don't have the sheet, download the sheet on the site. And look at the sheet and look at the word banks. These are the actual word banks from the test. So these keywords I will explain. And on the test, I will explain the word, and then you have to write the letter. So first of all, deforestation, A. Deforestation is where more and more forests are being destroyed on the planet, and the planet is losing its forest, the Earth is losing its forest land. And humans are doing this. B, desertification. This is where there are becoming more, there are getting to be more and more deserts on the Earth because of deforestation and other causes. So deserts are increasing on the planet. C, illiteracy. Illiteracy is the problem of people who haven't gone to school enough to learn how to read or write. So they can't deal with written material and they can't write. Okay, D, poverty. This is the problem of people not having enough money to live for their basic needs. People not having enough money for their basic needs. C, child labor. I'm sorry, E, child labor. We know this one. This is the problem of children working for money instead of going to school. This may be in a factory or it may be on a farm. But children working and not going to school, working for money, this is the problem of child labor. F, economic inequality. This is a problem of different groups having different amounts of money. So it's an unfair situation. G, loss of biodiversity. This is the problem of many types of life on the planet are becoming extinct. So we are losing the variety of life that we naturally had. Okay? So different types of animals and plants are becoming extinct. H, environmental destruction. This is the general problem of humans destroying nature, and our environment is being damaged by things we do. I, population growth. Population growth is the problem of on the planet Earth, there are more and more people every year. So someday there will be too many people. J, food shortages. This is the problem of there isn't enough food in some areas to feed all the people. Sometimes there isn't enough food for everyone to eat in some countries. K, terrorism. This is using violence for a political purpose. So a group who feels that they have been victimized and cannot get attention with normal political ways will sometimes do violent things to get attention. Okay, conflict. Conflict is when two groups are fighting each other. So it's very similar to war. Okay, M, refugees. Refugees is what people are who have to escape from a dangerous situation and leave the place they usually live, and they have to live in a place where there's nothing, or a place that they don't know anything about. So if there's a conflict, then what happens is many people escape the area and live somewhere else temporarily, and they are refugees. They escape because they are afraid. N, energy consumption. Consumption means to use something. So this is the problem of people using more and more energy because there are more and more people and we have more and more things that use energy. So energy consumption is the use of energy. O, discrimination. Discrimination is when one group is treated differently than another group. One type of person is treated differently than another type of person. So this is an unfair situation. Okay, P, mass consumption. This is, mass means a lot. And consumption means using. So we are using a lot of things, a lot of products, a lot of energy, a lot of fuel, a lot of our resources from nature. So mass consumption is the problem of, is the problem that we are using more and more things. We are taking things, more and more things from our environment and using them. Okay. Q, human trafficking. Human trafficking is the problem of people being sold. So people are sold as slaves or sold into an unfair working situation. Okay, R, HIV or AIDS. This is the sickness that is growing in the world, especially in Africa, in Japan too. It's a virus. It doesn't kill you now, but the medicine is very, very expensive. Okay. S, migration. Migration is when many people move. And migration is people moving to different areas. So refugees is a emergency situation, but migration is just a normal situation where people are moving from one area to another area. Okay, and T, human rights violations. This is when someone's right to live without being harmed is broken. So, for example, a government may put someone in jail because of the way they think, and this would be a human rights violation. Or children are not given the right to go to school. This could also be a human rights violation. Or someone is forced to work long hours with low pay. This is also a human rights violation. So anything that damages the person is a human rights violation, basically. Okay. About Baghdad. About Baghdad was made shortly after the invasion of Iraq in 2003. The person who made the film is from Baghdad, but has been living in the U.S. for most of his life. While he was gone, the people of Iraq had suffered from two things. The first was the government of Hussein. Many people were hurt by his government, and the people always felt in danger. They could be put in jail or even killed if they said something bad about the government. The second thing was the sanctions. Many countries around the world made a decision not to buy anything from or sell anything to Iraq. They did this to punish Hussein's government, but the ones who suffered were the ordinary people of Iraq. It was hard to get food or medicine. The ones who suffered the most from the sanctions were the children. Many died from starvation. Now, after the invasion, things are completely different, but is it better? Everything feels new, but the cities have been destroyed. There isn't enough water or electricity, the hospitals don't have enough medicine, and concerning the children, starvation has actually increased. The people are living day to day, and unemployment is very, very high, about 65%. As of May 2005, there were about 70 attacks a day around the country, including many suicide car bombings. This is two times more than in March of the same year. The future is uncertain, and the present, to some, is very difficult. This movie takes us around Baghdad, talking to many people. We see the library that was destroyed, and talk to a student from that university. We talk to men working for the government at the Ministry of Oil. We also go to the hospital and talk to a doctor there. We visit one city that was hurt by Hussein's government, and then we meet the singer Amir Taufik, who shows us his love of Iraqi music. What a beautiful voice he has. Remember, this movie was made in 2003, so many things have happened since then. As we talk to the various people, we can get a feeling of what it was like in Baghdad at the beginning of the occupation. What was your impression of the situation of the people of Baghdad? Other facts. Soldiers from the U.S. and other countries were attacked 68 times a day in July 2005, two times more than July of 2004. Terrorism around the world has quadrupled since the invasion of Iraq. The bombings in London were a protest by local British people against the war. Okay, that's the end. Gunner Palace. This documentary shows the daily life of the American soldiers in Iraq. Gunner's Palace is the name of a mansion that the American soldiers are using as a base. It used to belong to Hussein's son, so it was a very nice place. The title scene shows two lies that Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, said in a speech. One is that Iraq's stores and businesses are now open like before the invasion. The other is that the fighting is over. The rap music in the movie is original, made by the soldiers in the film. In one of the first scenes, we see the soldiers picking up a child who was causing problems in the city. The boy seems to be on drugs, probably paint thinner or glue, and is very confused. Next, we see some of the soldiers talking. They are very young and from the countryside areas in the U.S. After that, we see the soldiers on the street at night. They are very nervous because there is something on the road. It could be a bomb. After they examine it, they find out that it is only a shopping bag. The next scene shows soldiers moving an assassin to jail. The man had killed many people. After that, we see a woman learning how to fire a gun. A U.S. soldier is teaching her. The next scene shows the soldiers at an orphanage trying to help a baby who is malnourished. After that, the soldiers raid a house in order to try to catch a man who they call Number 89. The man is at home, so they catch him. Throughout the movie, you can see that the soldiers are busy doing many things and trying to stay happy, but things are getting more and more dangerous. Many of the soldiers do not understand why they are in Iraq and want to go home.